The World Darts Championship, the PDC version, has already got underway, and it is leading up to an extremely exciting time because it's at Alexandra Palace, and the final, of course, is on New Year's Day. And one person who's very much hoping to be there is former BDO World Darts Champion Stephen Bunting. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Great to have you on. And how much do you look forward to this time of year?
It's brilliant. Obviously, when Sky changed the name of the channel, you can tell how big it is. I think the viewing figures now as well. It's the second most watched sport on TV behind Premiership football, which is massive for us. And yeah, we just obviously you're going around the streets, you see all the Christmas decorations, so you're in a festive mood. And what better way to spend it than at the dark?
Absolutely. What is it about Alexandra Palace that makes it so special?
I think just the size of the crowd and the way they always turn up in the fancy dress and stuff. It's a brilliant place to play darts. Obviously, I've played there, I think this is my 50 year in the PDC for the Worlds, and every year it's been different. The crowds are always fantastic, and it's just a privilege to be on that stage in front of them crowds, to be honest.
During those 5 years, you've had some ups and downs in the World Championships. I think that would be fair to say, including getting knocked out in the first round last year, which I'm sure still hurts you.
Of course, yeah. When you lose first round, especially in the World Championships, which you work your way through the year to qualify for, that's the one that hurts the most. But I've put a lot of preparation in this year. I believe I'm in the best form of my life, and I'm really looking forward to getting down to Alexandra Palace and putting the show on.
What just went wrong last year? Because you had those seven darts, didn't you, to win it, I think?
Yeah, I don't know. I missed them doubles, and I think he come on strong towards the end of the game. But I was going through patchy form leading up to the Worlds last year, so I weren't really expecting too much. I've had troubles over the last probably 2 years now with form, and I've been seeing a sports psychologist over the last couple of years, and he's really helped me get me back on track. So it's really, I'm going into this Worlds really optimistic, and I'm turning up to venues now believing I can win again rather than just turning up to make the numbers up.
You obviously won the BDO World Darts Championship before you came over to the PDC. How much does that experience help?
Massively. When you win a World Championship in any cold, you'll always have that star on your shirt, something to look back on. If I never ever won anything else in my career, I can always say I was a world champion. So, yeah, it's special, and people feared me when I come over with that world title. And there was a lot of talk saying I could have won the two, which probably put a lot more pressure on me. But there's no pressure on me at all this year. I'm back up to 18 in the world, and I'm really enjoying it.
That transition period from the BDO to the PDC, what's it like? What's the standard like compared to the BDO, do you think?
Oh, the standard's incredible. In the BDO, you could win an event with 100 average quite easy. Nowadays, if you average 100 over in the PDC, you can still lose. It's that frightening, to be honest. There's young players coming through now. I think there's a couple of 14, 15-year-olds playing locally, and they're averaging between 90 and 95 already. So the sport's in good hands. I think Barry Hearn's definitely helped it over the last few years, and the money keeps rising, which obviously brings more people into the sport. And we're playing for £500,000 in the World Championship. So, yeah, it keeps everyone on the toes, keeps everyone wanting to practice and get better. And it's just turning the averages up over the roof, to be honest.
It's a life-changing amount of money, it really is. Was that transition harder than you expected then?
No, not really. I think it was quite easy for me because I come over as world champion, so I had all the belief and confidence off winning that title. I walked into the PDC and I won my second event. I found it quite good. As soon as you start losing games, then it becomes hard. Because I wasn't used to that in the last couple of years in the BDO, and then when you start losing games, you lose your confidence, and it's a massive confidence sport. If you believe that you can beat anyone, then you can. You've just got to put the hours in on the board and just keep going that way.
Absolutely. It's Radio City Talk, and I'm speaking to Stephen Bunting ahead of the PDC World Darts Championship, which I think got underway yesterday or gets underway at some point. Oh, tomorrow it is, sorry. When are you first in action, Stephen?
I play on the 20th, so next Thursday. So, yeah, I'm just really looking forward to to it, to be honest. I'm just on the practice board, just getting ready.
And of course, this tournament is a little bit different because it's the first one without Phil the Power Taylor after he retired last year.
Yeah, no, it's always strange when Phil's not around. And yeah, in my eyes, he was still the best player that's ever been. Michael Van Gerwen has obviously got the opportunity to win all his titles, and obviously we're trying to there to stop him doing that. But yeah, it'll be different. I think with Raymond as well announcing that he's going to retire after next year's World Championships, it'll be different with Raymond not being there. So obviously it's better for me that they're out the way because they're potential booby traps.
That's quite a lap of honour for Raymond van Barneveld, isn't it? A year.
Definitely, yeah. I think he so wants to win another world title. Obviously, he's given himself this year and obviously next year's Worlds, but good luck to him. I mean, he's had a fantastic career. He's had a lot of problems behind the scenes and stuff, and he's come through and he's playing really good darts again. Me and him and Phil are in the same stable. We're sponsored by Target Darts, so we always speak to each other on the circuit and stuff, and even now that Phil's retired, he's still doing the exhibitions and he's still winning those as well. So he's still as hungry as ever to do the exhibitions.
Raymond is the 17th seed, you're 18th. Michael Van Gerwen, the top seed, and last year's winner Rob Cross in second. I guess it's particularly hard to look past Michael Van Gerwen as the winner, but you've got aspirations of going all the way yourself.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Michael Van Gerwen's the obvious favourite. He's been in fantastic form. But the last few tournaments, he's showed that he is beatable. I believe that if I go there and I play my best game, I've got a chance of winning that world title. But I won't overlook my first game. I've just got to take it each game at a time.
And you are in decent nick. We've seen that in the Players' Championship recently. And as you say, you feel like you're throwing it pretty well at the moment.
Definitely, yeah. I think that was probably a missed opportunity as well. I got to the quarterfinals and I had a chance to beat Danny Noppert. But yeah, it's going the right way and it's coming at the right time, just before Christmas, getting ready for the Worlds, big build-up. And what better way to have my best run in a tournament than getting ready for the World Championships.
Absolutely. And just finally, what is it about St. Helens that's producing so many good darts players at the moment? There's yourself, there's Michael Smith out there, Dave Chisnell, there's plenty of you.
Yeah, and Alan Sabin in the last few years. I mean, he got to a quarter-final or a semi-final of the World Championships as well. I don't know, it must be something in the water.
Well, plenty of you to cheer on, which is great for us here on Merseyside. Stephen, we'll have to catch up with you throughout the tournament, but good luck when you've got your first match, and hopefully you can go deep into it as well.
Perfect, no problem at all. Thank you very much.